a house in New Orleans they call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many poor boys, and Lord, I know I'm one.
It's always been our sweet spot. It's sort of finding new ways to present traditional music and finding new music to present traditionally.
A song like The House of the Rising Sun. Did you have a lot of fun with this, figuring out your arrangement?
We did. This is a really hyper-arranged version of House of the Rising Sun. I think quite a bit different from any version that I know, like the famous, you know, Animals version, for instance. There's a lot of improvisation in this. There's a lot of kind of back and forth between the different, you know, instruments. And yeah, it's loose and yet hyper-arranged. It's one of our favorite songs to play.
Well, there is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many poor boys, and Lord, I know I'm one. It's been the ruin of many poor boys, and Lord, I know I'm one.
We're speaking with Eric Christopher of the High 48s, and Eric, you play for modern audiences who enjoy most hearing songs they've heard previously and song types they've heard previously.
You know, for most of the audiences we play to, bluegrass really isn't their first musical love, let's say. Most of them, let's face it, they were raised on rock songs. Rock from different eras, whether it's, you know, 60s and 70s or 80s and 90s. And so sometimes the best way to sort of reach those audiences and to make a connection is to present something that from their, you know, within their frame of reference, but give it a bluegrass spin.
In a song like the last, The House of the Rising Sun, it is kind of a surprising topic. It's about a dissipated lifestyle. And you have another really surprising one, at least surprising to me, about talking about one's family. But Daddy wasn't what you might expect.
Yeah, this is a song called Daddy Was a Bank Robber, or sometimes it's just called Bank Robber. And this is a song that I brought to the band. I sort of grew up playing in punk bands, and one of my favorite bands of that early punk era was The Clash. And this is a song that was originally done kind of more like as a dub reggae song, but I always heard in that song a Carter Family song. It's a kind of a story song, and has relatively simple chord changes and a melody that I thought would work as an old time country or traditional bluegrass song. And that's kind of what we did with it. And it's I think it's been one of the sort of the highlights of our sets recently. It kind of goes over pretty well, even if the audience doesn't know The Clash or The Carter Family.
No man spoke up in a bar, said I'd never been to prison.
You're singing a song about Daddy, and you step up to the microphone and you sing, Daddy was a bank robber. Now, how can you do that with a straight face?
It's this song is really kind of about an anti-hero. This is one of those cases where you identify with the person wearing the black hat more than the person wearing the white hat. And I think those are some of the best stories, whether you're talking about literature or story songs. I think we all sort of like to identify with the person who's sort of, you know, getting away with something.
when the High 48s play, you have a good number of songs that people have heard previously, but originality is important, not only to players, but to audience members, and your mandolin player has written quite a few keepers.
And this is one of them, yep. This is one of the first songs he brought to the band, in fact. It's a tune called Cold Winter's Night. It's a mandolin instrumental, and it's he'd been learning a lot of tunes, and he realized that there wasn't an instrumental in B minor, so he just set about writing one. And this is kind of what came out of that challenge he set for himself.
When you play Cold Winter's Night, and that's an original by the mandolin player Mike Heading, it is actually kind of your original too, Eric. You're the fiddler, and you are in a sense writing the fiddle part.
You know, that's the thing about bluegrass. They used to call it hillbilly jazz. Everybody's taking their own turn at playing the melody or playing a variation on the melody, and that's kind of what's happening in this tune. Each member of the band is taking a solo, and we're sort of reinventing the melody that Mike wrote. And that's so you could say that this is kind of a situation where you're allowed to be the most creative.
Christopher of the High 48s for consenting to this interview, and he said it early on, the group finds new ways to present traditional music and new music to present traditionally. Catch the High 48s at Crossings at Carnegie and Zumbrota Saturday night, May 4th at 7:30. The web address is thehigh48s, and that's the number 48.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.